Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night? We probably all do this sometimes. First of all, I have a bit of a cold, so I apologize that it sounds like it's someone else speaking to you this week. It is still me, but it is me with a head cold. So there's that. Ladies, do you find yourself waking up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? And this becomes almost a habit your body gets into? I think from the more people that I talk to, this is more common than we think. I'd like to address this for a couple weeks. First of all, I am not a medical person, so I am only telling you my personal experience and what has helped me with this. I think it has a physical aspect and a spiritual aspect. I am only talking about in my own life and what I have seen and done that has helped me. I am a person that needs good sleep, but I think we all are. But I have always said, I'm more of a night person, but still I get myself to bed by 10:30 at the latest. It's better if I get myself to bed by 9:30, because even though I may feel more alert in the evenings, I'm a mom and I work. And so like all of us, life starts at a certain time in the morning. Therefore, I'm not going to stay up late and miss getting good sleep. So I get myself to bed. Hopefully the goal is by 10 p.m. And I never have had trouble falling asleep. It is very, 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 very rare that I'm not asleep within 5 minutes of laying down. And I have a nighttime routine. I'm a person that likes to take a shower in the evening. It's the last thing I do before I go to bed. So I believe that that routine and schedule probably helps my mind unplug. I don't watch TV or scroll Facebook or anything like that right before I go to bed. Oftentimes, if my mind is really, really whirling and I'm thinking and fretting and worrying about something, I will take my phone into the bathroom and actually listen to a book on my phone while I'm showering and getting ready for bed for 10 or 15 minutes to take my mind off of what I was thinking about. That helps me too. So I don't have trouble falling asleep, but I notice a pattern of waking up between 2 and 3 in the morning. And of course, once my mind is awake, I'm thinking about everything under the sun. And I cannot easily go back to sleep. I envy people that can wake up in the night and go back to sleep quickly. My mind turns on and it's off to the races. But I have found there is a physical aspect to this. If I am eating well, and when I say that, I don't mean dieting or eating perfectly. But for me, this is just for me. If I am eating the right amount of food, not overeating, first of all, if I stay away from sugar, if I stop drinking caffeine shortly after lunchtime, and for me personally, I do not eat anything after dinner. We eat dinner probably around 6, and after I'm done eating dinner, if I don't eat anything the rest of the evening, I will drink some water, maybe a herbal tea. That right there, coupled with if I have been active through the day. Now, I admit, I am not a great one for exercise. I wear a Fitbit watch, and I strive to make sure I get 10,000 steps a day. But if I have been active enough, and I have eaten correctly and stayed away from sugar, I find that I sleep so much better. I just wanted to say that there are things we can do to help our sleep patterns, but sleep is so important to us. Uninterrupted sleep, a stretch of 7 to 8 hours, each person's a little different in what they need, really changes our health. And the important part about this for others is that it changes our mood and it changes our outlook on life. Next week, I'd like to talk about the thoughts we're having. You know about those. When we wake up in the middle of the night, everything is 10 times worse. So let's talk about this again next week. Walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.